Scientists into crop research are calling on government and the private sector, especially industrialists, to take advantage of research findings into tubers, roots and cereals and add value to them for the country's development. The acting director of the CSIR at the Crop Research Institute, Kumasi, Dr. Emmanuel Otu, first tells Radio Ghana the genesis of the project.
There is a very simple find in science that there is a certain chemical that can repel insects. Immediately, the private sector came in, took it up, bottled it up, and sold it out for the farmers to spray on their fields. And that is what we are expecting. And this is a very classical example of a very good PPP, where the private entrepreneur went to for research, took the technology, and then went out there to do the marketing. Unfortunately, we don't pay for technology. Yeah, it's all public good. So it is an opportunity for the private man to even go looking. What do you have? Can I do something about it? And we'll provide a technical backstopping because we are a public research institution.
We should take agri seriously. God has blessed this land with a lot of resources. It is up to us to pick it up and make the best out of it. Beyond research findings, the government should make it a policy that we will use what we have produced and stop the importation of other products which we equally have the opportunity and the capability to produce here. Then for Ghanaians, we should also change our attitude. Our thirst for foreign things are too much. It doesn't help our economy. We are rather improving others' economy. That is a bad habit. We need to change because the Asians did it. They took oil palm from Ghana and now they are making the best out of it. But where are we? The very people who provided them with the oil palm seed. So as consumers, we should take what we have produced locally. And we should also not go around giving false information. I'm a breeder now, I'll talk this way because recently they missed the issue of plant breeders' rights with the genetically modified organisms. These are separate issues and serious efforts are being taken to look at it critically such that we wouldn't create any confusion. And we as research scientists from this country will not create anything that will give problems to our people. So we want Ghanaians to be patriotic, to serve this motherland, to ensure that our economy develops and it affects everybody.
A research scientist into sweet potato breeding, Kojo Adofo, said Ghana is so blessed with natural and human resources. What is important now is for the state and the private sector to link up with the research institute to add value to the findings. Mr. Adofo also asked Ghanaians to change their taste and appreciate the local resources, make use of them. This will create jobs for the youth as well.
As breeders, we are always interested in creating variations from which we tend to select for superior traits. So like the sizes we are seeing, what nature offered us, they were small. But there are other things we'll be looking at to increase maybe at least by 15% or whatever. And it is through this breeding that we select for that size of sweet potato you see on the market. So generally, this is the principle that we need to improve. If the farmer gets 10, and now income is an issue to improve livelihood, then we need to increase the yield. And it comes along to give some of these outputs if observed on the market.
Remember something like the vitamin A supplementation done in the country. It's a compound that is needed for these vulnerable groups. And that is the beta carotene, which is a precursor for vitamin A. And it is the cheapest way to go if you have a food-based approach. And that is why we are having orange flesh sweet potato varieties. They are highly fortified. And we have released at least two of these materials or varieties into our agricultural system. Currently, when you go to the sweet potato growing and consuming areas, you find these materials. The improvement is not just to cut the planting material in short lengths. No, improvement in terms of quality. And the quality is not only for the producer, but for the processor and even the consumer. So the whole value chain is looked at as researchers. And that is why different disciplines come in. It's a multidisciplinary approach. And it's also participatory. Whether the farmer, the processor, or the consumer, they all inform us to set our priorities right and our research goals right. So that ultimately, whatever comes out, they all identify themselves, this is what we ask for. And that increases adoption. And that is the essence of improving the lot of the people.